A group of people with a self-described naturalistic worldview is trying to improve its image. They want to leave behind their old names, atheists and agnostics, and are adopting a new one, the Brights. They're promoting this new term in op-ed pieces in major newspapers in the U.S. and Europe, and of course on the internet. Commentator Stephen Waldman says that some of their goals are laudable, others are questionable.
Are atheists and agnostics smarter than everyone else? A group of them have managed to assert that idea and disprove it in one swift marketing gambit. Not sure what the image buffers were aiming for, but the name The Brights succinctly conveys the sense that this group thinks it's more intelligent than everyone else. The rest of us would be the dims, I suppose. Daniel C. Dennett wrote in a recent New York Times op-ed, "We Brights don't believe in ghosts or elves or the Easter Bunny or God." Let's put aside the questionable intelligence of trying to improve your image by choosing a title that makes everyone hate you. They might as well have chosen the Smugs or the Smarty Pants. Let's instead examine the substance of their platform. One of their assertions is valid. Our political culture has increasingly marginalized atheists, agnostics, and secular humanists. Whether it's Ten Commandments in the courtroom, or a president who invokes God continuously, any rationalist would be perfectly justified in thinking society views them as second-class citizens whose views are not worthy. But what about their bolder assertion or implication that people who believe in God or the supernatural are just not as, well, bright? In fact, two surveys earlier this year, one from Harris and one from Gallup, indicate that even supernatural religious beliefs are held not only by most Americans, but by the majority of well-educated Americans. Listen to these numbers. 55% of people with postgraduate degrees, as lawyers, doctors, dentists, and the like, believe in the devil. 53% believe in hell. 72% believe in miracles. Remember, these are people with postgraduate educations. 78% of them believe in the survival of the soul after death. 60% believe in the virgin birth. And 64% believe in the resurrection of Christ. You can't get a postgraduate degree without being taught rigorous examination of evidence, figuring out which symptoms indicate a particular disease or what facts could justify a lawsuit. These people are among the most rational of our society, and yet they still believe non-rational things. Why? Skeptics would say that the human need for something beyond the realities we can touch is so strong that even highly educated people end up manufacturing delusional belief systems. But there is another possibility, that some of these rationally oriented people have found actual proof for their beliefs. Maybe they've had a personal, supernatural experience with prayer that makes them believe in God or an afterlife. Maybe they've found a compelling logic to their view. Perhaps they've looked at the universe and said, something made the Big Bang happen. For some highly educated people, faith is not a matter of faith. Rather, they see around them evidence. Evidence that is, to be sure, hard to explain or prove to others, but is nonetheless quite compelling to them. Perhaps the Brights would dispute the evidence or assert that they have never seen it themselves, and that's fine. But they certainly cannot argue that religion is just for dumb people.
Commentator Stephen Waldman is co-founder and editor-in-chief of BeliefNet.com.